The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
New figures from the CSO show data centres are accounting for nearly a quarter of the electricity usage now in Ireland, with electricity consumption rising by 10% last year alone. And leader of the Green Party, Roderick O'Gorman, joins us now to discuss. Roderick, how concerned should we be about this?
Hi, Ciara. Thanks for having me on. Look, I think it's important we have an honest conversation about the effects that adding new data centres to the grid is going to have. In Ireland, we need an energy system that's secure, that gives more affordable energy to Irish households, and which helps us to decarbonize. And our growing over-reliance on data centers, it undermines all three of those objectives. We've seen from recent research how data centers have added an average €360 to household electricity costs between 2015 and 2023. With 23% of energy now going to data centers, it leaves the economy really exposed. And the growth of data centers, it's absorbing any new renewable energy that's coming online, and it stops it from replacing expensive oil and gas. So look, data centres, they are part of a modern economy, but the scale at which they're sucking up Irish energy right now is really imbalanced, and I think the government needs to do more to control their growth here in Ireland.
The government themselves, Roderick, have published in the last month research around data centres, and they have said that they add €22 billion to the Irish economy. An additional 17,000 jobs have been created off the back of them, and €2.8 billion in tax has been collected because of them. We need them. Is that not the case?
I think, look, the government have been less pugnacious about that particular report subsequently. I think a lot of things were added in there. But look, they are part of a modern economy. But I think the first issue is how out of line we are with every other economy in the world in terms of how much of our energy is being used by them. So as you said there, today's figures show that in last year, 23% of our energy, of our electricity, was used by data centres. The next closest is Singapore. They use 7%. Likewise, in the Netherlands, in the United States, it's 4.4%. So we are entirely out of line with every other major economy in the world. This is at a time when there's an energy price crisis. And we know from that research that data centers are driving up household energy costs. But it's also, we know that there are choices to be made about what we use the energy we have for. Do we use it for data centers? Do we use it for new household connections so we can build and power the houses we need to end the housing crisis? Do we use our energy for electrifying our train lines to make them cheaper and more carbon efficient? Like last year, the Secretary General of the Department of Energy, like a top civil servant, she made the point that decisions are going to have to be made about data center connection versus household connections. Earlier this year, the ESB said there are, you know, some of those big public transport projects won't go ahead because of the pressure on the grid. So we have choices to make. And my sense from this government since they came in 18 months ago, they're just kind of putting all our chips on, you know, the data center bet without acknowledging that there are trade-offs, there are implications for Ireland being so out of line compared to any other country.
Yeah, and you say that we are skewed as compared to other countries, what they might use in terms of their grid on data centres. But that might be said of other countries that are heavy in manufacturing or in automotives or in mining. You might say, oh, that country is skewed, you know, differently to other countries because of all the energy that they use on their automotive industry. One of our big industries here is tech. And so is it not normal that we would have more data centres than other countries because we have more tech based here than other countries? And we want that, Roderick.
It might be normal that we would have more. I'm not sure it's normal that we'd have three times more than a country like Singapore that has a huge tech industry, that we would have four times more than the United States that has a huge tech industry. There is a massive, as I say, imbalance in the terms in terms of the amount of our electricity that are supporting data centers right now. And the other thing is, Ciara, this is only going to grow. There's about 40 data centers that have been granted planning permission. If they're built out, AirGrid estimate that the figure for the percentage of our electricity going to data centers in 2034 will actually be 34%, will actually have grown from the quarter we're talking about today to one third of all our electricity in a few years' time. And that's going to have more consequences for the household electricity bills you and I pay. It's going to have more consequences for our security of supply. And it's going to put pressure on our ability to decarbonize, to move away from oil and gas. Because right now, every time new wind power, every time new solar power is brought onto the grid, most of that is being sucked up by new data centers. It's we, not actually replacing.
Yeah, but aren't we saying, though, that the new data centers have to be able to use 80% of their requirements from renewables going forward? So haven't we already corrected some of this in terms of the reliance on fossil fuels of data centers?
Well, firstly, that's from the Large Energy User Action Plan that government published, and they said generate 80% of their own energy or be powered by renewable energy eventually. So they have that word in there, eventually, here, that doesn't really create any type of time frame.
I thought there was a six-year run-in period. There is a time frame.
Well, six years brings us close to 2024 when we have that risk of a third of our energy coming being used by data centers.
Yeah.
But the central issue here is the question of displacement. Right now, if we're to meet our climate targets, if we're to decarbonize, and if we're to avail of lower price energy from renewables, Irish customers need to be replacing electricity created from gas with electricity created from renewables. And the huge demand for electricity that new data centres will be generating will mean that there won't be any spare capacity of renewables to ensure that Irish householders can have cheaper energy.
The nub of the thing, Roderick, you were saying about the either or, that we may see like housing projects competing in terms of our energy capacity with data centres. And I'm sure nobody wants that to happen. But isn't that fundamentally an issue of the lack of the capacity of our grid, that we shouldn't be worrying about either or? We should be working to expand grid capacity, including doing things looking like, which wouldn't affect our emissions at all, looking at things like nuclear. If we had energy sovereignty here, we wouldn't be even having this debate.
Well, I absolutely agree with you in terms of energy sovereignty. That's why I want to see steps like better interconnection with the grids in the UK, in France. As you know, the Celtic interconnector is already delayed by 18 months. But you made the point of nuclear. And look, we might have that wider debate another day, Kira. But let's not pretend that nuclear will address that short-term pressure on our grid that we're facing now or facing in that five-year time frame you spoke about earlier on. Like, if we made a call to go with nuclear power, and I think that would be the wrong call for Ireland, but if we made that call, we wouldn't be seeing any increase in our grid till well into the 2040s. So nuclear power certainly isn't the answer to the extra pressure that data centres are putting on their grid.
Unless, of course, it's located in France, where we do want an interconnector and 70% of their power does come from nuclear. So we're happy to use nuclear that we're importing rather than perhaps producing.
We look forward to selling Irish renewable energy back to France in a few years' time. That's how an interconnected grid system works.
So do you think we will actually have enough capacity in our grid to sell energy? Well, then none of this should be a problem.
I think in the mid 2030s we will have spare capacity when we bring offshore renewable wind online. I think we will be in a position to sell back. But I suppose, and that's the point I'm making.
But then surely we would be foolish to shut down data centers, damage our tech industry when we're only maybe 10 years out from being energy sovereign with extra capacity and an ability to export. Is that not very short-sighted of us?
I've never suggested we shut down any centres, Kira, but what I am asking is the constant pressure to add more right now when we don't have that capacity when adding more is actually adding to people's electricity bills. I think right now that's not the right step to take.
Just a last question of you, Roderick, on a slightly separate note. We had Minister for State Sean Canney on earlier. We were talking about e-scooters and about the regulation of e-scooters, and I know that you've previously commented about those selling the e-scooters to children and marketing them at children as if they are toys, when of course they're not supposed to be used by those under 16. What do you think should happen to retailers that are doing that?
I think there needs to be prosecutions, Kira. We see these e-scooters that can go up to 16 kilometres an hour being marketed as toys. They're not toys. We know these can be extremely dangerous for children, for young adults. We've seen the level of severe injuries that have been created in over the last 2 years. So I think retailers, and particularly, I suppose, toy retailers have to get serious in terms of advertising these as children's toys. They're not, they're dangerous vehicles when not used by an adult.
So just on a last note, those, and we looked up online before we, in fact, did this item this morning here in News Talk. Lots of toy shops are advertising e-scooters. So should that stop? Toy retailers should not be allowed to sell?
Absolutely. It is not legal to sell these products to those under 16, and they are, you know, they are being directly marketed at young children, and that's not acceptable, and it's hugely dangerous.
Look, thank you very much for joining us, Roderick. That is leader of the Green Party there, Roderick O'Gorman.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman
with Kia,
weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.